I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, love is in the air. It must be time for Valentine's Day. It's a time to celebrate the romantic relationships in our lives. But what if you don't have a special someone? A couple of years ago, PetSmart Charities and Match.com launched a joint effort to find out what influence pets might have on the search for the perfect human companion. Match.com statistics show that more than 3/4 of their members are pet lovers. And as the saying goes, love me, love my dog or cat. So they conducted an online survey to find out how pet ownership might impact a potential relationship. One important statistic from the survey, 2/3 of those responding were not interested in dating someone who did not like pets, and a majority was more attracted to someone who adopted their pet rather than buying it. 70% would judge a new acquaintance based on their pet's reaction to that person and on the person's reaction to their pet. I have a friend who had a couple of cats. He was engaged to a woman who did not like cats, and so my friend found himself in the difficult position of trying to find new homes, or preferably one new home, for pets he loved and really didn't want to part with. Ultimately, he and his fiancée parted ways, and my friend found the woman of his dreams who loves animals as much as he does. They have been happily married for several years and have a son and lots of four-footed family members. If you're looking for the love of your life, in addition to Match.com and eHarmony, there are special interest dating websites just for pet people. Leashes and Lovers, Must Love Pets, Pet People Meet are just a few. If cyber matchmaking is not for you, there are other ways to meet pet lovers. Just taking a dog for a walk can help break the ice and start a conversation. So, if you're a pet lover, maybe adopting a pet is a good way to find companionship, both the four-legged kind and the two-legged kind. And even if the date doesn't work out, you'll still have a buddy to snuggle up with on those cold winter nights when you're speaking of pets.